KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama will give a primetime address tomorrow night in the wake of the California shootings. In today's weekly address, he says more must be done to keep our communities safe.
We know that the killers in San Bernardino used military-style assault weapons, weapons of war, to kill as many people as they could. It's another tragic reminder that here in America, it's way too easy for dangerous people to get their hands on a gun.
In the Republican address, Congresswoman Candace Miller says she's working with other House leaders to close the gap in the visa waiver program.
We simply can't give people from other countries special access to our soil if we don't have all of the information that we need to make sure that they're not a threat.
The New York Times is calling for more gun regulation in its first page one editorial in 95 years.
It hasn't happened since 1920, but the New York Times has posted a page one editorial on gun control in the wake of recent deadly mass shootings. The Times editorial suggests drastically reducing the number of firearms and even eliminating some large categories of weapons and ammunition. The editorial comes after three people were fatally shot at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs last week, and 14 people were killed in a shooting Wednesday at a social services center in San Bernardino. I'm Shelley Adler.
The head of Planned Parenthood mourned with and rallied supporters in Colorado today before meeting with workers credited with saving lives in last week's shooting at a Colorado Springs clinic. Cecile Richards says she wanted to say thank you and listen.
This is just a moment that has rocked all of our worlds in a way that is where it's important for us to spend time together and to heal.
This is AP Radio News. Two college football conference championship games are getting underway this hour. In the Big Ten championship, number 4 Iowa is playing number 5 Michigan State. And in the ACC championship, it's number 1 Clemson versus number 8 North Carolina. Clemson coach Dabo Swinney says win or lose, the 2015 season will be celebrated.
This team right here is special, and it has been great to be a part of it. And I know we're going to go play, you know, our best four quarters of the season Saturday night, and hopefully that's good enough to win. But regardless of the outcome, man, there's going to be a celebration on Sunday.
North Carolina coach Larry Fedora says he's well aware of just how difficult it will be to beat Clemson in the ACC championship.
This is the best offense we have faced this year, no doubt about it. And this is the best defense we've faced this year. This is the best football team we have faced. I mean, they're the number one team in the country.
I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.